Certainly, we are facing a tremendous challenge globally today with youth unemployment. The United Nations has launched a global initiative for decent jobs for youth that was announced last year. We're attempting to bring a global momentum for this issue, tying together member states with foundations, private sectors, and youth organizations and other actors by putting more investments, more support, more attention to the centrality of youth employment as a key issue for the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals. I keep warning that the issue of youth unemployment is one of the biggest impediments for development, not only for the issue of the economic development, but we are seeing the implication of desperation and lack of the opportunities for young people, how that is leading to destabilizing some countries and for more problems in the peace and security front. We believe that investing in young people and their potential is the key thing for getting out of this vicious circle of violence that we see in some places, or in other places where we see the lack of prospects for a better future is leading young people to options that we don't wish to see in the first place.
What is the importance of investing in skills development for young people in line with the 2030 agenda and the global initiative on decent jobs for youth?
The World Youth Skills Day is a call by the United Nations to focus on the human element in the economic and the social development of the world. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to invest more in skills development for young people and then for them not only to fill the jobs that are available, but to create other jobs. And the fact skills development is quite a crucial today for you to be relevant for in the global economy. The global economy keeps changing with the skill set required, keeps changing over the time. So no longer anyone can work or obtain a degree for 4 years from a university and settle with that for the rest of their lives. You have always to acquire new skills and new knowledge and to keep yourself more updated with the tools and resources available there. Skills development is quite a crucial issue. And by the UN celebrating and dedicating a day where we bring member states, we bring foundations and private sector and other actors at a high-level meeting at the United Nations, we attempt to talk about what else could be done to scale up the investments and in skills development for young people that would eventually lead to move the global economy forward.
Let's talk about gender gap. There are still a large gender gap in employment. How is the new agenda addressing it?
What's crucial for the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals is the economic empowerment for women. For me, I believe that this is the key issue that is going to ensure broader gender equality and would ensure the true empowerment of women. Economic empowerment of women is that way for us to ensure their empowerment politically, socially, and all other spheres. One of the observations we have, and you take the Arab countries, for example, you'll see that the enrollment rate of women in universities is higher than men. But that doesn't really translate to their economic participation, because we see that many more men are in the labor market compared to fewer women. So we see this curve basically goes in a contradictory manner, where even education for women didn't lead all the time to increase their economic participation and for them to get job opportunities. And that has to be reversed. I think in part investing in skills development and prioritizing the whole notion of an economic labor force that is really equal, allowing young women and males to contribute next to each other to the economic developments of their families, communities, of course, their countries. This continues to be an issue high in the agenda, and the Secretary just recently appointed a panel dedicated to discuss the question of economic empowerment for women. I think you will see that this is quite high in the UN agenda and will continue to be so.